This is WSKG News. The New York State Legislature has been on a three-week break. In its absence, federal... 3, 2, 1. This is WSKG News. The New York State Legislature has been on a three-week break. In its absence, federal investigations into aides close to Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio have intensified, spurring even more calls for reform. Karen DeWitt reports.
The legislature returns for the final push in a session that ends in late June as two burgeoning corruption scandals in both Governor Cuomo's and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administrations widen. Also, both former leaders of the legislature will be sentenced in the next few days on multiple felony convictions. Common Cause's Susan Lerner says all that should be more than enough impetus to make some ethics changes.
We can't just have the U.S. attorney be the cop on the beat.
In the past few years, lawmakers have enacted incremental reforms, like requiring more detailed disclosure of their outside income or rules changes in the assembly to curb abuse of expense accounts. Lerner says in the present climate, tinkering around the edges of the problems facing Albany would be unacceptable.
It would be a systemic failure of all of our elected officials at the state level.
The U.S. attorney and Manhattan DA are investigating whether the office of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio knowingly violated campaign contribution laws by funneling donations for some upstate Senate races through county committees. The county committees can accept donations that are 10 times higher than the limits on an individual Senate candidate. Governor Cuomo's close associate and former top aide Joe Percoco is reportedly the target of a probe, also by the U.S. attorney Preet Bharara, on whether he illegally accepted money from firms involved in Cuomo's wide-ranging economic development programs, including projects relating to the Buffalo Billion. The head of SUNY Polytechnic and a lobbyist who used to work for Andrew Cuomo as well as his father are also being investigated. Governor Cuomo proposed ethics reforms in his state budget back in January, including the forfeiture of the pensions of lawmakers who are convicted of felonies and closing a campaign finance loophole that allows donors to create multiple limited liability companies in order to circumvent legal donation limits. But the governor dropped those proposals in late March, saying he'd push for the items instead in the second half of the session.
The legislators are smart people, and they know they go back and they run for election. And my two cents is I would not want to run for election after the legislative scandals we've had without having learned the lesson or shown the people of the state that I learned the lesson.
Cuomo, who has already announced his own internal probe into potential wrongdoing in his administration, may have to add items to that agenda to reform some practices in the executive branch to show that he also learned from the scandal. The governor backed off from an initial proposal to strictly limit outside income by legislators. That was before his former top aide was under investigation for possibly taking illegal payments. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says real ethics changes will happen only if Cuomo himself makes a strong push, as the governor did when he successfully won passage of an increased minimum wage and partial paid family leave in the new budget.
Whether or not Albany starts to clean up its act and clean out the stables rests almost entirely on whether the governor is willing to use his political muscle to make it happen.
Horner says the probe involving Cuomo aides may tarnish the governor's white knight status now that the executive branch is also involved in scandal, but he says the troubles could also provide the governor with even more impetus to get something done. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.